Reality is a construct of perception. Carl is a construct of coffee and bad life choices. Here they meet in Carl versus Reality.
Hello, thank you for joining this episode of Carl versus Reality. I'm back in my podcasting tree. It has been a little while since I recorded an episode, and I'm back again for how long, I don't know. But yeah, if I ignore the fighter pilot above me, because that's been going past like back and forth, and it's just, I'm hoping it is buggered off now. But I do this walk about 25 minutes into the wilderness, pretty much on the coast, and so the idea is there's a nice bit of peace and quite a bit of tranquility, and I'm here, and it's deafening how loud that fighter plane was. And it's kind of a nice sort of metaphor, really, for life currently, really, isn't it? The sort of nice, the ebb and the flow of life, and then suddenly just annoying you. But it has been a little while. I want to sort of explain it a little bit. I don't want to get too much into it too much, because it is more of a, it's the sort of behind the scenes sort of where I am, really, the reality of me. I think I enjoy podcasting, right? I love it. Love it so much. It's like one of my passions. And so one of the questions I get asked the most whenever I've got a podcast, they'll say, how many people listen? And I don't know. I don't really sort of pay much attention to all that. And so it's just one of them things, really. I just don't really sort of pay attention. And one day somebody's like, how many do you actually have? And then they say, well, maybe you can get more people listening if you start posting on Instagram and TikTok and posting on YouTube. So I started looking into it a little bit more. And truth be told, like, I was posting these bits on those websites, and occasionally something would go, like these little something, all people comment, or I was like, it's actually, it makes sense. It's actually doing all right. But the thing with it is that the way this show works is that I'm just basically just talking any old shit that comes into my head. And that's the way it's been for, obviously, years now. I've been doing this for so many years in different iterations. And the idea of literally having like a ramble and talking for maybe, I don't know, 10 minutes at a time, and having to pick out a minute section or a 30-second clip of the best bit of that show, and then being able to like, okay, lovely, there it is, there's the little section, and then the rest of it is like, it's a little out-of-context bit. And it's just demoralising doing that, really. Have listened back to the show and be a bit like, oh, okay, let's have a little see what is the best bit, if I had to pick a bit. And it got to the point where that became a bit of a chore. And so I was a bit like, okay, so I got put off doing that, and I stopped, sort of fell on the wayside of doing that. And this is the idea of trying to make it popular and commercial and all that kind of stuff. And I thought about it, and I'm like, okay, so for this podcast to be considered a success or whatever, success would be having to do that every time I do an episode, and it takes time, and I can't be asked to do that. And on top of that, success would also be like, oh, you can have a sponsorship deal with some crap company that you don't really pay attention to, and you know, all that. Like, that isn't who I am. I don't like the idea of doing that. That's ethically, I just don't really agree with it. And you know, fast forward, I don't know, like 10 years, I've sold my soul, and I'm like, oh yeah, don't forget to try NordVPN where it is, you know. But so the idea is that the success is basically failure in my eyes. So it's a bit like, so why, what's the point doing this? And I'm back now. You're thinking, what are you doing now? Why are you back? If that's the way you look at it, success being a failure, and failing would be success. You know, so I've started just reading the internet a bit more, and sort of, because the internet in general is just a bit depressing. All this AI stuff is everywhere. I do use a bit of AI. I use AI to help me sort of summarize what I've talked about, because I can't remember. And you know, so there's AI can be used in certain ways, but other ways I don't really agree with, like making content. No, I don't agree with that. But there's that. The whole just chasing the view, chasing the little bit of interest, the attention of people. And as someone who doesn't really like doing that, because it's, I think it's as bad for mental health, like scrolling through stuff, it's a bit hypocritical of me to basically plop my stuff on these websites, you know. So, yeah, that's just how I'm sort of thinking about it and all that kind of stuff. And I've started looking into sort of maybe trying to sort of do like an offshoot and just do my own thing where I am and not really care. And I found out this movement called the Indie Web. And I was like, okay, so what is this? It's the independent website, independent internet, pretty much. So basically what it is the people buy their own web hosting. They use social networks that aren't necessarily via an algorithm. There's no algorithms involved. It's basically like, here is my content. You can look at it. You don't have to look at it. It's just like a little pocket of people setting up camp and being a bit like, I'm like you. Let's all hang out together. And so, yeah, that's how it's sort of going at the minute. You know, another... It's quite liberating sort of... being able to do that, because being able to talk about what I want to talk about, not that I'm going to talk about anything sort of I don't know, anything bad, or there's the fact that there's no censorship what I'm doing, not that I need to be censored, but I don't have to sort of worry about that, and the fact that I can just do what the heck I want, it doesn't really matter. I can do a 20 minute ramble about nothing if I want, and well, that's what I do anyway, but yeah, there's all these it's quite liberating sort of being able to just post things, being a bit like, there, it's there if you want it, if you don't want it, it's fine. So yeah, just finding the like-minded people who will be interested in this kind of stuff is quite nice. I'm on Mastodon. I'm on a Mastodon instance. You have to look this up. It's sunny.garden. I'm on there. My name is just Carl. C-A-R-L. sunny.garden/@Carl. That's me. So I'm on there. I think my website is also on there now. I've also started doing a blog. That's retro, isn't it? I like doing I'm doing a blog now. I used to be a prolific blogger back in the day, and now obviously blogging is now sort of a thing of the past. I'm going to start doing it because I'm a hipster. So yeah, doing a blog now as well. So if you go to carlversusreality.com, which is where you found this episode, let's be honest, because I'm self-hosting the podcast now as well. So yeah, I'll be adding more bits and pieces, and I'm trying to like do a blog post whenever I can. And, you know, just doing all those bits and pieces. You can follow the actual website on Mastodon too. I think it's like carlversusreality.com/@Carl, I think. Something like that. You can follow me on there too. But that's just the automated thing. But yeah, it's actually quite fun. Sort of carving the path of just doing what I want to do. And not trying to do anything for the algorithm. Yeah, it reminds me of the internet back in the day. You know, it's a lot of fun. I remember there was this, everyone knows, but there's a comedian called Tom Green, a Canadian comedian, and he basically was one of the first sort of pioneers, the internet pioneers, and he basically used his website to, like, share his day-to-day life, like a video blog, and he did, like, a blog and all this kind of stuff. He did all these bits and pieces, and he actually ended up using his web space, but, like, people want us to have their own blogs. You can have one, and I had one, and it was quite nice. There's all these people, just basically all like-minded Tom Green fans, just hanging out and doing bits and pieces. I met a good few people there, and I don't keep in contact with any of them, unfortunately. It's just the passage of time, really. But yeah, it's actually it's a reminder of those sort of the days when you just did what you want and it didn't matter about necessarily what other people think. And I'm not trying to get someone's attention for a website which I'll get no stake in. That's the other thing, you see, when I'm posting these little 30-second, 40-second clips of my podcast, is to get attention on some other website or some other app that I don't agree with. So anyway, that's the way I'm looking at it. So yeah, I'm waffling on here about nothing now. I'm gonna go I'm gonna go to the beach. I'm actually running to the beach. I'm gonna go there and try and record some sound effects of the sea. That's one of my hobbies, is just trying to get nature sounds and ambient sounds. And hopefully that fighter jet is buggered off now and I can record the sea. Anyway, I'll be back again next time for more of this. As I said, carlversusreality.com. And speak to you soon, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.